Blog Talk Radio.
Girlfriend came across a needle and soon she did the same. At home there are 70-year-old boys and their idea of fun is being in a gang called the Disciples, high on crack, toting a machine gun. Reaper for the very first time. Now he's doing hard. It's June.
Mojuba Asheda, Mojuba Aluwa Mi, Apolabi Pega, Mojuba Araba Mi, Adesanya Awuyade, Mojuba Ogute Compound Ode Remo, Mojuba Baba, Mojuba Yeye, Mojuba Egun, to all the God children, Mojuba Egun, to all the Babalawos, the Ears, Mojuba Egungun, to all the chiefs, Mojuba Egungun, to all the Awos, Mojuba Egungun, to all those that are listening, who are tuned in. We give praise and thanks to the Most High. We say Ashe, 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 Ashe-o.
Ashe-o. Welcome to Sign of the Times, everyone. This is Queen Tahira. Sign of the Times is brought to you by the UAC, the United African Coalition for Justice and Human Rights, and New Power Radio Network. We began the UAC after the unjust Zimmerman verdict of 2013, and every Sunday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we invite you to participate in our weekly conference calls. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-pound. Again, every Sunday, 6:30 p.m., please call in. Let us know what's going on in your city and your neck of the woods, and how the UAC and Sign of the Times can possibly support you. The number to dial is area code 712-432-1500, and the access code is 220-981-POUND. We also ask that you please support our sponsors, Manhood, Race, and Culture, where Dr. James Jones is the proprietor, and he's also our co-host on Tuesdays with Queen Tahira and Fridays with Brothers of the Sun. Please reach out to him on Facebook as James Jones, as well as Manhood, Race, and Culture on Facebook, and on the World Wide Web at manhoodraceculture.com. We also ask that you please support our sponsor, Arlie Gordon of Unity Design. Reach out to him on Facebook as well as Arlie Gordon and Unity Design. And Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Reach out to him on the World Wide Web at unitydesign.com. And again, Unity is spelled U-N-I-T-E-E. Well, we are in our 90 days of literacy here on Sign of the Times, and it actually ends September the 19th. And September begins the month of sickle cell awareness. So we're going to be having quite a few speakers on that particular issue, as well as opportunities to engage the community, to educate them and outreach them on the seriousness of sickle cell, what it does to the community, and how it disproportionately affects the African community. We have our first guest scheduled on September the 2nd, and she is local. I'm so glad to meet this sister and connect with her through another sister, a friend of mine, who, you know, was aware that this coalition and support group existed for those who have been affected by sickle cell. So please look forward to that. And I just want to give you a little bit of background on our 90 days initiative. We started off with a 90-day blackout of mainstream media and hip-hop, and that lasted from December 19th to March 19th. Then we had 90 days of community, where we talked about and really pushed the New Black Code, and we're still supporting the New Black Code. And that lasted from March 19th to June 19th. And now we're in our 90 days of literacy from June 19th to September 19th, and beginning September 19th to December 19th. We're going to be focusing on 90 days of action. And so that is campaign season. That is election season. We're hopeful to talk about a lot of how to link the economics and the politics in the African community, which, you know, at one time was a part of who we were because we had to rely on one another. So we've gotten away from that. So there are some folks who believe that segregation was a bigger harm than it was a good for us as the African community. So we're looking forward to those 90 days of action. Again, if you have a speaker or a guest that you think we should feature on Sign of the Times, please reach out to us, me, Queen Tahira, on Facebook. Our email address is sign19@gmail.com. And that is also a way for you to donate to us through PayPal so that we can keep Sign of the Times on the air. We want to thank Brother Starboy, Ricardo Foster, for supporting Sign of the Times for the past 2 years and making sure that Sign of the Times stays on the air. And so, but we definitely could use your contribution as well. And again, our email address via PayPal is signthetimes19@gmail.com. I'm hanging out waiting on the UA to join us, brothers. From Fort Worth, Texas, are supposed to be my guest tonight. So I'm going to hang out for a little bit. Let me holler at Brother Nathaniel. I'm trying to open you up, Brother Nathaniel. Sit tight for me. As many of you know, Blog Talk has been acting an ass for like the past 3 weeks. And you know, to tell you the truth, we're looking at other avenues to explore to keep Sign of the Times on the air, including podcasting. So thank you for your patience as we work these kinks out with Blog Talk. Peace, Brother Nathaniel. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. I'm glad this I was able to make it to another show, man. I'm real glad. I may not be able to stay on for the whole segment, but I'm glad that I was able to, you know, make it to another one. How y'all doing?
We're doing all right, hanging in there, keeping our head up and staying positive despite the things that are surround us in our community. And, you know, I definitely appreciate you, Brother Nathaniel, because I know you're a working man, you're a family man, and you're trying to take it. So I really appreciate you and appreciate the time that you take to call in.
Amen. And I once again just want to extend my appreciation just for, you know, you even having a show like this, man, you know. And I just wish you much prosperity in all that you do, all of your future endeavors and everything. I heard you say somebody's giving you a hard time on this show. I'm not sure who it is, but, you know, this ain't no shot to them, but this thing, if it's in God's will, you know, I just pray that it just continues to prosper no matter who's endorsing it, you know.
That's right. We have to stick together, and it seems as though the paradigm is changing. Our atmosphere is changing. Our socioeconomic climate is changing. And there are some of us who are stuck, and there are some of us who have vision. And I just pray to the Creator that, you know, we continue to connect, even if it's only 5 minutes or 10 minutes at a time. I think that energy, once it goes out into the universe, has an effect on everything else. They say that the flapping of the butterfly wings can cause a hurricane around the world. So, you know, as we're building this momentum, as we're building this energy, as we're staying positive, despite our struggles, you know, I do believe that this thing is going to continue to manifest positivity and the things that we need to continue to allow it to grow.
Amen to that. And, you know, anytime, and you've known me for, you know, about the better part of 2 years. So, you know, anytime that I can support a sister, especially a sister's dream or even a brother's dream, you know, or what they're trying to do, especially if it's to uplift and enlighten, you know, my lost brothers and sisters, you know, I'm going to support it every chance I get. It's just unfortunate that, you know, when I'm out there, you know, at my job right now, you know, I try to, you know, talk to, you know, my brothers and sisters, you know, the few that I get to interact with, you know, and I don't want to talk down on them or anything, but, you know, they're just not as supportive, and that can be kind of rough. And I'm sure that you've experienced that too, from your own people or in your community. You know, they may listen to you, but they, when it comes down to, you know, really supporting and really getting down with you, you know, they don't always, you know, show up. Most times you hear crickets. So, like I said, anytime I can help somebody out, you know, and support a person's goal or dream to help, you know, people like myself, then, you know, I always want to do the best that I can.
Ashe, I appreciate you. So we're waiting on Brother Derek and Brother Tyrone to call in. If you are on the line, Brother Derek and Brother Tyrone, please push the number one so that I know that it's you, and I will bring you in queue. But hang out with us as long as you can, Brother Nathaniel, and I appreciate you. And if you have to go, you know, I know that you'll be back. So we're going to check out Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five real quick, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Sign of the Times with Queen Tahira, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. Hang out with us. We will be right back.
It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere, people pissing on the fence, you know they just don't care. I can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out, I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with the baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, cause a man with a touch of repossessed my car. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. standing on the front stoop, hanging out the window, watching all the cars go by, roaring as the music blow. Crazy lady, living in a bag, eating out of garbage bags, used to be a fag hag. Sexy as a tango, skipped the life and tango, was her aunt princess, seemed to lost her senses. Down at the peep show, watching all the creeps, so she could tell her story to the girls back home. She went to the city and got so did it. She had to get a pimp, she couldn't make it on her own. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My brother's doing bad for my mother's TV. Says she watches too much, it's just not healthy. All my children in the daytime, Dallas at night. Can't even see the game or the Sugar Ray fight. The bill collectors, they ring my phone and scare my wife when I'm not home. Got a bum education, double-digit inflation. Can't take the train to the job, there's a strike at the station. Me on King Kong, standing on my back, can't stop to turn around. Broke my sacroiliac, a mid-range migraine, cancer membrane. Sometimes I think I'm going insane, I swear I might hijack a plane. Don't push me, call, I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. My son said, Daddy, I don't want to go to school, cause the teacher's a jerk, he must think I'm a fool. And all the kids go reaper, I think it'd be cheaper if I just got a job, learn to be a street sweeper. I dance to the beat, shuffle my feet, wear my shirt and tie, and run with the creeps. Cause it's all about money, ain't a damn thing funny. You got to have a con in this land of milk and honey. To put that girl in front of the train, choke her to the doctor, sew the arm on the game. Stab that man right in his heart, gave him a transplant for a brand new start. I can't walk through the park, cause it's crazy after dark. Keep my hand on my gun, cause they got me on the run. I feel like an outlaw, broke my last pass jaw. Hear them say, you want some more? Living on a seesaw. Don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. You say what? It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep on going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep on going under. A child is born with no state of mind, blind to the ways of mankind. God is smiling on you, but he's frowning too, because only God knows what you'll go through. You'll grow in the ghetto living second rate, and your eyes will sing a song of deep hate. The place that you play and where you stay looks like one great big alleyway. You'll admire all the number book takers, thugs, pimps, and pushers, and the big money makers. Job big cars in the 20s and 10s, and you wanna grow up to be just like them. Smugglers, scramblers, burglars, gamblers, pickpocket peddlers, even panhandlers. You say, I'm cool, I'm no fool, but then you wind up dropping out of high school. Now you're unemployed, all non-void, walking around like your pretty boy Floyd. Turned stick-up kid, but look what you done did. Got sent up for an 8-year bid. Now your manhood is took and you're a Maytag. Spend the next 2 years as an undercover fag, being used and abused, served like hell. To one day, you was found hung dead in the cell. It was plain to see that your life was lost. You was cold in your body, swung back and forth, but now your eyes sing the sad, sad song of how you live so fast and die so young. So don't push me, cause I'm close to the edge. I'm trying not to lose my head. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under. It's like a jungle sometimes, it makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
Yo, Mel, you see that girl there?
Yeah, man.
Yo, that sound like cowboy, man. Yo, what's up, money?
Yo.
And we're feeling Raheem, man.
Yeah, I'm feeling
cool. What's up for tonight, y'all?
Yo, we can go down to the beach, man.
Check out June, bro.
Hey, yo, you know that girl, Betty?
Yeah, man.
My mom's got balls, man.
What?
Yeah, she got hurt. What's happening?
What's
happening? Don't nobody move nothing. Y'all don't have to get him up. Get him up,
man. We down with the name.
Flash and the Fury.
Get him up.
Is that a gang?
Stop, man.
Get him up.
I don't
hang him now.
Welcome back, everyone. This is Queen Tahiria listening to Sign of the Times, brought to you by New Power Radio Network. Peace, is this one of the brothers of the UA on the line?
Yo, can you hear me?
Great.
Yo, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you well.
Hey, Queen, this is Derek Perlmo, a.k.a. P.Flow.
Peace, Brother Derek. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. Tyrone's going to be joining us as well.
Yeah. He right here next to me.
Yo, peace, Queen. How you doing?
Oh, peace, Brother Tyrone. Thank you for calling in, y'all. I really appreciate your time and commitment tonight. And welcome to Sign of the Times.
Thank you for having us.
Ashe, Ashe. So let's get this party started. Please introduce yourself. Tell a little bit about what you all do and how you all do and how you all connected.
Yeah, I'm Derek Perlmo, a.k.a. P.Flow, one half of the UA. Yeah, we connected back, man, back, what, 2005? Yeah, so we actually started doing mixtapes right here from the bedroom on the realistic mic to the CD player. Crazy sounds, and people started digging it. So we kind of just decided to just move forward with it, and here we are, you know what I'm saying? Now, me personally, I've been emceeing since 83, just me, you know, doing my thing. So I've been doing it for a while. So, you know, we came together.
Right on.
We came together and started a movement, and we still going, trying to hang in there. You know, it's a crazy game, but we still hanging in there. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. So how would you best describe the particular music that you all produced? Would you say it was more West Coast style, new school, old school? How would you describe it?
To me, it's like boom bap soul to me. You know what I'm saying? I guess the youngsters be old school, but it's like boom bap soul to me, you know. Because I think I think about us, we try to keep it as real as possible and try to spit much truth as we can and just try to bring genuine hip-hop, you know, just, I call it life music, what I call it, you know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
We just try to express more realness, like most of our songs, some of it's personal, some stuff that we talk about, you know, we put in there. So I think a lot of people can relate to it and can feel it, you know, because we done did some shows and did some songs, and actually cats came up to us like, man, you know what, y'all saying some real stuff. That's some stuff I done been through. And people done hit me up on Facebook and social media. Man, y'all, I can relate to y'all. Y'all saying some stuff that I done been through actually in my life, you know. So, you know, we try to keep it as true as possible, you know. One thing we try to do, you know. Make the brothers and sisters aware of what's going on around them. Because there's more to life than just selling dope and talking about women and cars and money. There's a lot of other stuff going in life, too. Because we done, you know, we grown men. We go through stuff. You know, we've been married, got kids. So we've been through things. So there's other parts of life than just that. You know what I'm saying?
So
We try to speak on that much as we can. I feel like that, me personally, that we speak for the people that can't speak. For themselves, you know, we talk about a lot of stuff, the struggle, what's going on around the world and the media and all that. So we try to speak for the people that don't want to speak on that. We try to come different, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, say some things different than the norm, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just my point of view about it, you know. But yeah.
Okay, so who were your influences as you got into the rap game? Who did you listen to when you got started?
What brought me and Pete out together was we were influenced by Little Brother. That's what actually brought us together, was Little Brother. That's what actually brought us together was we heard I was already on Little Brother's music and listening to him, and me and him was at work, and we was talking. And I overheard him talking about some cats called Little Brother. I'm like, dude, it's very rare that we're in Texas that you find another brother listening to the same sound that you listen to. And after we had that conversation about Little Brother, we've been together ever since 2005. It's 2015 now, so we've been together 10 years. Brotherhood, everything dealing with life to music and everything. But influences-wise, we can name a lot of different people, but the main cats that really brought me and my man together was Little Brother.
All right, then. All right, then. Well, we're not going to hold the audience back from checking out the UA. And so tell us real quick, what does the UA stand for?
Yeah, we get that all the time. The UA stands for Unknown Artists. Because when you look at MP, you don't see two MCs the way we look. Anybody could be an unknown artist. Anybody can. So when we came up, we just thought about a name and everything. I said, man, unknown artists. Because when you see us out in the public or anything like that, you would never thought we were MCs or we were part of the hip-hop culture. You would never know.
All right. Well, we gonna check out Rap Is Not Pop, and we'll be right back.
All right.
Shady. Me and Digga tight like Fred Safford and Grady. These rappers of the day ain't saying to the babies. You wanna watch the throne, Kanye and Jay-Z. But I ain't watching, got my eye on the prize. I'm trying to break through like the Arkansas 9. They want my DNA, I ain't your everyday fine. Remember this next line, the battlefield is the mine. I don't wanna be signed, majors keep it depressed. The Jim Crow labels wanna keep the ghetto oppressed. But you're looking like a dub, but it's love to me, mug. Saying that it's cool to pop a molly and sell drugs. They don't want you showing love, the game's been distorted. Wall Street got involved, done turned corporate. Nah, you don't wanna come around here. It's about to get physical, Bill and beer. Motherfucker, what you say, hammer, proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, stop. What you say, hammer, proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, stop. What you say, hammer, proper. It's not pop if you call it that. Stop. What you say, hammer, proper. Rap is not pop, pop. Hey yo, I do it for the love. Other than half you cons, these rappers be acting, need a jam bun. R&B diva, still got some non-believers. I'ma shit the game down like my man Terrell Reavers. Wanna make us unachievers, cause we didn't sign to a major. It ain't that major, I ain't tryna be controlled. I'm a freedom writer protesting the mainstream. These rappers, they look at gay, and they f***ing skinny jeans. I mean what I say, I say what I mean. You don't wanna upset me, when I get mad I turn green. That's incredible, lyrically unforgettable. I'm the missing piece of the puzzle that's unfittable. I'm the Dark Knight, call me Bruce Wayne. Yeah, I might be different, but I'm not no true chain. Middle finger to the critics, to hell with what they say. Hit him with the phantom punch like Sonny Liston, call from Cassius Clay. What you say, hammer, proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, stop. What you say, hammer, proper. Rap is not pop, if you call it that, stop. What you say, hammer, proper.
Rap is not pop, if you call it that, then stop. What you say, hammer, proper. Rap is not pop, pop, digger, digger. Word, word, that was Rap Is Not Pop by the UA. Welcome back, brothers. Tell us a little bit about what we just heard.
Rap Is Not Pop, first of all, one little Tribe Called Quest, one of my favorite hip-hop groups ever. I just love them to death. That's one of my influences. You asked that question earlier. But yeah, Rap Is Not Pop, I think the game done changed so much to not only is it ain't about skills no more, I think it's more about popularity and what they talk about is not really, I don't think that it's not reflecting the times of what's going on. So a lot of the industry done took over the game and controlled the artists and, you know, they make you say what they want you to say. So, you know, Rap Is Not Pop kind of represents that. Like, you know, it's not pop music. It's you know, hip-hop, you know. So, you know, I touched on some things in that particular song, you know. But, you know, I just look at it, you know, it's you know, it ain't like the game ain't what it used to be. You know, it's done changed a whole lot. So me and Digger, we trying to keep the essence of the game, try to keep it, you know, the essence of it in there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I feel like Rap Is Not Pop, you know, really was basically about, you know.
All right. Now, we have talked here previously on Sign of the Times, you know, about taking hip-hop back to its original roots and purpose. And our description of hip hop as we promoted this higher infinite power healing our people. Do you think that hip hop has become something else other than what it was originally created for? And do you think we can take it back or recapture it? Or is it time for another genre of music to be developed?
That's a good question. I honestly think that when hip hop music was created, it was mostly about the people and people's storytelling about what was going on inside their community and what was going around the community. Seems like as a period of time, as the music started changing, a lot of the people that was that are in corporate and higher positions got into the music and pretty much took the soul out of the music and made it into something that, to me personally, does not represent what hip hop stands for. Personally, honestly, telling you the truth, it needs to be another age of young people, young cats that come around to bring the essence of hip hop back to what it was. And I believe that it can happen. There's a lot of underground, a lot of cats still doing wonderful, good music that is not getting heard. It's because it's getting polluted with all the stuff that's going on, what people are saying on the radio now. Trust me, a lot of people still want to hear good substance in music that's talking about the community, the struggle, the everything that's going around in every neighborhood around the United States and the world that represents what people really want to hear. A lot of this stuff that's going on now that we're hearing on the radio is a lot of commercial stuff that really where a lot of people cannot really relate to it, which is fine. It makes money, though, but the true essence of it is really getting back to the grassroots of bringing the music back to the real, back to the people.
Word. So where do you see hip-hop being in another 5 to 10 years, if that be the case?
I'll be honest with you. It's in a bad state. Me personally, it's in a bad state. I would like to see it change in the next couple of years. 10 years from now, I really couldn't tell you. I hope it doesn't. I don't think it's going to go extinct or anything like that, though, but the music's going to be something totally different that a lot of people that our age, you know, in our age bracket probably won't be able to relate to it. I mean, you got, I hate to say this, but you got cats 39, 40, 45 in that age bracket. I'm not going to speak about the young generation because that's their music, but cats in our age bracket doing dancing to the Nae Nae and all that type of stuff. That's fun if you want to do that, but I'm at an age now. I want to be able to enjoy and listen to good music. And on top of that, I want to bring in a younger generation under us to understand and get the logic of what the music that we were listening to growing up, where the music had substance, it had meaning to it. You need to go back to that, because a lot of this stuff that people are rapping about and talking about, it's not everyday life. It's entertainment. We need to get back to the music that's really talking about stuff that's relevant compared to the stuff not being irrelevant. There's a big difference.
Absolutely. So where can people find your music? Are you on YouTube? Are you on Spotify? Where are you?
You can download the Humble Beginnings album at daua1.bandcamp.com. And I have a mixtape I just dropped a couple of months ago. When did I mention about March? Yeah, I think it was in March. Yeah, it's called In the Trenches. You can download that at p.flow.bandcamp.com. And you can check us out on Reverb Nation. We got a page on Reverb Nation. And we got a Facebook page, too, the UA, facebook.com/UA. We got a Facebook link. And that's basically, you know, we don't really have a whole lot of, I'm not into computers. My man Dick is the computer guy. But we have a couple of links. People can, and it's free. It's free download. So the music is free.
The music is free. If you want to get in contact with us, you can hit us up on our Facebook pages. You can go search me under Tyrone Bolden. And you can hit up, also, you can hit up Derek under Derek Paramore. And you can also link into it. You can just type in DAU.A. the UA, and it has it on our Facebook page. Then if you want to get our music to check it out, you can go to www.daua1, like the number one, .bandcamp.com. And also, you can also get the In the Trenches mixtape by my man P.Flow. It's on Bandcamp also. So that's pretty much basically it. Well, you know where you can get our music and stuff at. Or you can just hit us up on Facebook, and we'll be glad to give you the links to it. You can check it out.
All right. The next joint we're going to listen to is You Thought It Was a Game. Tell us about that.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we was blessed to link up with one of our brothers up in Little Rock, Arkansas. I want to say peace to my man, Amazing. Wonderful young brother. I mean, up and coming. I mean, love this dude to death. Blessing to the game. When we got the track and everything, I mean, it was like something a little bit different from us. But we wanted to speak on a lot of different issues with the pretty much dehumanization of what they're doing to us as black men, making us, gumming us down pretty much to almost like we're not males anymore. Pretty much, it's almost like men are becoming females. Hate to say it that way. But the game is pretty much watering us down where we don't have no voice, and they're trying to make us where we're a lot of men are looking like females, and it's a problem. You know, I'm a male myself though, but I know my masculinity. You know, we got to stop having where these men are dressing like women, and you know, wearing tight clothes and stuff like that. You know, skinny jeans and tight shirts and looking like blouses. I mean, that's not part of what we are. You know, I mean, if you want to do that, that's your business. Fine. We don't have no problem with that. But as black men, we're just tired of seeing the media exploiting our black men like females, where we're actually men. And, you know, it's something needs to be said about it. And it's just, we're just speaking about a lot of different stuff that a lot of people are not talking about right now. That's basically what the song is really talking about. It's talking about us as black men and what they're doing to us, pretty much.
Word. Well, we're going to check it out. The title is You Thought It Was...
I'm sorry.
All right, well, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Yo, Amazing, be crazy for this one, yo.
It is, so just let it be. One thing I can't never compromise is my integrity and my damn character. Summer 83 when I married her, and we still spitting flame. The game ain't the same. These rappers done got lame. Get that ass departed like Jack, Nick, and Mac Dame. Gives a fuck about the fame. I fly like a dove. I'm a blue collar. I put in work like Kevin Love. Bitch, please. I get love from overseas. I got that cocaine flow, feeling like I'm moving keys. Time to find my place in this race, the dust settle. Niggas start to backpedal because they being exposed. But just like my pop, chip off that old block, I rip that real hip-hop. You sideshow bob ass niggas get kicked rocks. YouTube rap stars, fucking push monkeys with your fucking monkey bars. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, I'm serious. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo.
Hip hop changed my life.
You thought it was a game.
Military breath of life. Message to the black man. Thought it my crook and I must stand. The dehumanization of the black man. Buck dancers and sambos. Tight dresses and tight clothes. We're getting exposed. This generation don't have no soul. Hip-hop is what I bleed. I'm trying to implant the next verbal seed. I'm gonna give the people exactly what they need. I am hip-hop. It ain't about greed. Slash. stone, I wanna take you higher. Peebo Bryson, you're gonna feel the fire. The war going on outside, nobody's safe, man. Coming from the intelligent black man.
You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, I'm serious. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, ping. I'm serious, yo.
Jigga, die flow, amazing. You thought it was a game, yo. You thought it was a game, yo.
Ashe, Ashe, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Sign of the Times, and our guest tonight is the UA, Brother Derek and Brother Tyrone. Welcome back, brother.
Yay, what's good?
Chilling, chilling, staying out the way. Hey, when I first listened to that track, I was singing that. You thought it was a game, yo? You might have thought it was a game, yo? And it was contagious. My grandson was looking at me. He was like, oh, yeah, he's like three. He was like, oh, yeah. He was like, I kind of like that. So, yeah, that beat contagious. I really like that one.
That's cool. That's cool. Appreciate it. Appreciate the love, you
know. I say. So, yeah, you started to get into, you know, our black men. And, you know, we're constantly, you know, pushing the need for more men to step up in the community and be a part of not only their own family's lives, but the lives of those that are around us, because, you know, we need to get back to, you know, that village concept, and it takes a village to raise a child. So, you know, what advice would you give to, you know, the brothers who are out here who are being influenced by the effeminization, who may not have quite found their own way as, you know, as a strong black man? What would you tell them and lead, try to help lead them down the right path?
Real talk, if you got a grandfather or uncle or cousin or, you know, a grown man, a good wise grown person in their life, in their family, church on with a strong minister, you know, get around them guys and get some wisdom, because, you know, I had my dad in my life. My mom and dad, been married, I'll be married almost 50 years in December. And not only that, my dad and, you know, people at my church, the deacons at my church and my minister, I had a lot of guys around me putting stuff in my ear about life, you know what I'm saying? And I recommend any young man to get close to some of these guys that's, you know, saying some real stuff. Now, as a young man, a lot of stuff I didn't understand, but when I got older, I understand what they're talking about. You see what I'm saying? But I recommend that, you know, get around some strong black men, if there's some type of group, movement or something, with some brothers trying to reach out to help young brothers, and get involved in that, because I think we need that now more than ever. Because I used to work in the prison environment, and it's needed. It's needed. I mean, I've talked to a lot of brothers been locked up, and they just don't have no guidance. They just need some strong black men to kind of help guide them. And just because you get guidance don't mean you ain't going to go through things in life. I've been through things in life. I had some downfalls and setbacks. But I know how to handle it because I'm the teacher from my dad. He taught me how to be a man, you know, what a man supposed to do, you know. And it's needed. It's needed. I recommend them to get around some strong, positive men. That's their family members, you know, uncles, you know what I'm saying, cousins, like I say, you know. Just get around a bunch of guys that's positive, just strong black men, because it's needed. It's needed now more than ever. Now more than ever. Because like mm-hmm. you were saying, we're in a time where the music is changing and they're trying to degrade a brother. And I don't, you know, you watch CNN, they talking bad about a brother on the news. I mean, just a lot of stuff out, and a lot of the music don't reflect, you know, even talking about the music don't reflect what, you know, that need to be said in a lot of, you know, in a lot of music. So, just get around a bunch of strong brothers, man, you know, and try to, you know, build and you know, knowledge, get knowledge, getting all the knowledge you can get. You're never too old to get knowledge. I ain't never too old to get some knowledge. I'm still mm-hmm. hungry to hear knowledge. So, you know, you got to have knowledge and positive guys and brothers around you, you know. that can you know, spit some real things to you about life. You know what I'm saying? You know.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, now and yesterday we talked about Straight Outta Compton, and, you know, there are positive reviews and negative reviews about, you know, if it's going to have a social impact on the community. Will it continue to have this, I guess, glamorization of what people have called gangster rap? So is it your opinion that hip-hop does have a social influence on the community, and at what point did we lose control? At what point did hip hop, you know, leave our hands, if you will, when we are the ones that created it?
I'll be honest with you. I think it left probably in the late 90s, early 2000s. To be honest with you, it really changed, man. I saw it. I saw the change coming. I think probably a little bit after I saw when Master P came around with the No Limit Records, and I saw it, I was like, well, it's the South. South has been quiet, you know, has never just had. South has always been a mix between the Midwest, the East Coast, and the South was always in the middle. So you always had certain people, but the South never really just had just a sound. Now when Master P came out. Now, can't forget about Rap A Lot and, you know, those other ghetto boys and all them, though. But, you know, but their sound was so different that pretty much people from the West Coast and the East Coast could relate to it. Then Master P came out with a totally different sound, which you could pretty much say that a lot of the sound, like trap music and all that type of stuff, came from a lot of that stuff that Master P with them were doing. But like I said before earlier, that a lot of the people that came in that took hip hop from what it was to what it is now, a lot of the people that run these labels, Queen don't look like us.
Mm-hmm.
They don't look like us, and they know they can capitalize on the music that we're making for the people. Perfect example. Look at NWA. Look at Jerry Heller. Look at Public Enemy. I can say this because I lived overseas when Public Enemy was big, and them dudes were selling out shows in England, and I lived in Germany pretty much half my life. The people that was over there listening to Public Enemy did not look like us, and the people that Public Enemy were talking about was the people that was in the audience. So they capitalized on our music and took the music from where it was supposed to go to for the people and commercialized it to the people that don't look like us, buy the music because they're curious to see what we're about in our history and our culture and where we come from. And they just took it and ran with it knowing they can make a billion-dollar industry out of the music that came from people talking about what's going on in the community or how we're living. And they just flipped it. And now it's just something totally different. You got so many people rapping, trying to rap, trying to produce, trying to do that. And some of it is good, and I admit some of it is straight garbage. But but then again, everybody's still trying to chase a dream. And sometimes, man, the dream don't keep lights on. You know, you gotta. And I say this to everybody. I mean, me and P. I mean, we listen to music. We love music. I mean, we say this all the time. Man, look, if this music thing consumes us, well, we don't want to do it no more, we can walk away from it and be fans from it for the rest of our life, period. But a lot of these dudes, man, are trying to capitalize on something that is not there. Hey, man, if you're trying to get into the hip-hop game and trying to rap, trying to do something, man, make sure that you got a meaning, got a message to what you're trying to do. If not, man, find you a regular 9-to-5 job and stick with that and keep moving. But if you got something really offer to the game, do it, but make sure that it's positive and it's reaching the people because that's where it's at. We're trying to reach, get back to the people, get back to the community, trying to save our community, trying to save our people, our black women, our black men, our children. That's what it's really about. It really doesn't even matter about color anymore because you know what? Everybody is going through something right now during this time and age that we're living in. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't trying to preach, but I'm gonna keep it short.
Well, bring it. I mean, we need to hear that message. That's what we're about here at Sign of the Times, is about creating positive messages. And Brother Nathaniel and I, and by the way, Brother Nathaniel, your mic is open if you want to comment or ask a question. We were just building on that and, you know, putting positive energy out there, putting positive knowledge, positive words out there, despite what we're surrounded by as a people, because the paradigm is changing. There's a lot of feminine energy out here right now. You know, we all know that 2012 was the mark of the planets shifting and changing into the age of Aquarius. And so, you know, we push that here. We push not only, you know, the lyrical side, but also the spiritual side as we continue to build. So, but yeah, we need to hear that message. And so we're going to check out a joint called Collateral Damage. Can you tell us a little bit about that before we open it up?
Oh, wow. Well, pretty much the whole dynamic on that one, where we would just, like, again, we just talk about everyday stuff that we see. I mean, everything that, Queen, that we rap about, or we try to talk about, is stuff that we see every day or that we see and we live. I mean, everything is in the news and everything like that, and then, you know, And by all means, man, I have much respect for the LGBT community and everything like that, though. But you know what, man? It's so much stuff going on, and, you know, they're really trying to force-feed us onto this stuff that, you know, hey, man, how you live your life and where you want to live your life, that's fine. But, man, you know, come on, man, everything you see on, you hear it on the radio, you see it on the TV, they're really trying to really push this on people, and a lot of people are not really trying to accept that, you know. And I know that I'm going in a totally different realm and everything like that, but we discussed some of that stuff in that song, you know, and we wasn't trying to offend anybody. This is just these are our points. These are just our facts and opinions on what we see in everyday living, pretty much. Just talking about the whole culture of where it's going.
All right, we're going to check it out, y'all. If you're listening online, please dial in. The number to dial is 917-889-8059. We do have a caller in queue, so we're going to open up the mic as soon as we get back. But check out Collateral Damage. We'll be right back.
Yo, Beats by Bash, yo. Beats by Bash, yo. Young Herb's in the building, yo. JC's on the board, yo. Yo. Uh-huh, yeah, the UA, yeah. Hey, yo, I'm sick of the buffoonery. All your sideshow bob rappers that represent ain't saying. Sold out for entertainment, I ain't here to entertain. You can say that for them 106 and park rappers. We come from the land down under. I'm a straight shooter, Oklahoma Thunder. The real dream team, these young cats don't have a clue. Ain't no love in this game, we don't get our just due. Too much permanent blackface, man, I must address. Looking to be messed like Charles Barkley in a dress. Get some Flip Wilson since he played Geraldine. Get sell a manhood just to try to get that cream. See, we ain't on the team, we didn't fall for the scheme. All praise is due to Allah Elohim. What about your moral standards? Whatever you wanna call it, just coming out the closet.
Like Anderson Cooper, I'm done.
Collateral damage, collateral damage, we causing. 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 Collateral damage,
yeah. Midnight Star Rap, I'm curious, I'm furious. Can't stand a bunch of them delirious. Funny style rap, Comedy Central rap. Lifetime band, take away their ass cap. BMI, who am I? Beanie Man, 6'3", 295. Miracle Avenger, the style that I write it's strictly for my people. My skin is still black, not treated like an equal. The game is hosed down, Selma, Alabama. I'm about to drop the hammer like the mighty Thor. No encore, I'm not Sherilyn. I'll destroy your livelihood like Thurgood Dibby Thompson. Death Wish Rap Hip Hop, Charles Bronson. Slamming on these two Phoenix Suns, Kevin Johnson. This right here starts collateral damage, and I'm done. UA.
Welcome back, welcome back. You're listening to Sign of the Times with Queen Tahira and the UA out of Fort Worth, Texas. Is it okay, brothers, if we take a call?
Yeah, that's fine, sure.
All right. Peace, Sister Brigitte. How are you doing tonight? Hold on, we opening you up. It's spinning.
Hey, peace, Queen. We got some people that's trying to hear it online. They can't hear it online.
Okay. They went to the link I sent you?
Yeah, they said this is saying that orchestra music is not coming up. What they telling
them. Oh, shit. All right, yeah, we've been having all kinds of problems with Blog Talk for about the past 2.5 weeks or so. Last week we couldn't even do any broadcasts at all. And so I apologize for that, but thank you for making me aware of that. And we're trying to get our issues with them resolved as soon as possible. And see, that's another thing. You know, as soon as it seems like we start to pick up momentum in the Black community, we have all of this bullshit that happens to us because we don't control our own media, because we are still reliant on the oppressors to a certain extent. So it keeps us, you know, constantly having to ask for stuff instead of being able to say, you know, this is what we need, and who is it out here that can provide it for us? So, you know, right now I'm looking at a blank screen trying to get back into the studio. So for those that are listening that support Sign of the Times, please call and email Blow Up Blog Talk Radio and tell them to get their shit together, because we're paying for this service. This is not free. So sit tight for me for a second, brothers. And if there's anything else that we left out that you want to make sure that the listeners can are aware of, give out your contact information again while I try to rebuild the studio for me.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Yo, I want to say again thank you to Queen and brother Nathaniel for having us on the Sign of the Times Blog Talk Radio. Yo, this is your man, the Big Digger, called representing the UA out of Arlington, Texas, representing the DFW Metroplex area. Hey, if y'all want to hit us up on Facebook under Tyrone Bolden or Derek Paramore. Also, you can get our music at www.daua1.bandcamp.com or reverbnation.com /DAUA. You can hit us up there. We'll be glad to talk to you and give you information about the music and everything, or anything else that we got going on with our music and everything like that. We'd like to reach out to y'all, and we want y'all to give us feedback on our music and let us know what y'all think about it.
All right. Thank you, brothers. And for those that are going to be joining us tomorrow night, we have an artist coming on called Amon Ra. And then on Friday night, we're going to be back with Brothers of the Sun here in the studio with us as well. So, you know, we are about building more unity in the community, and we need each and every one of you to be able to do that. And brothers, it looks like I am locked out at this point of the studio. So let me see. I can't even get to your music now. Hold tight for me.
Okay.
All right, y'all. Hey, when y'all do make it big, can y'all put me a computer and a studio on the list of stuff that we need to get?
Yeah, we will definitely take care of you.
Thank you. All right, I'm gonna try to open up Sister Brigitte again. Sit tight.
All right.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you, man, you invest in all this other crap, man.
Bro. But you got these old Sambos, these old Bozo the Clown ass dudes. But you know what? But they quick to get stock, but they put their stock money into federal prisons. But what that send your own man to. That's what I'm talking about. But you send your own people to modern day slavery.
My chat 212. Oh, what's up, y'all?
Guess so.
How y'all doing this evening?
Hey, what's good, Ma? How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just had a long day at working with these children.
Okay.
You know, I like the music. I like your flow, you know. Right. Y'all got some positive to say. I like that.
Appreciate it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling out of James Brown Town, Augusta, Georgia.
Okay.
Yeah. So I appreciate y'all. Have y'all ever heard of Roderick? He's out of Texas. He's out of Houston, Texas. At that, he has a song called "Hell Isis."
Now, what you can do if you can, I don't know if you're on Facebook or anything like that. If you can, or better yet, do me a favor. If you can send a link to daua2005@gmail.com.
Woo! You're going to have to inbox me. I'm trying to tell you. You talking to an ancient person now. I can't remember that.
Wow.
I ain't got no pen. You know, we don't remember nothing now, but you know where my page is, right?
No.
Okay. Well, I've posted a lot of things on Sister Vanessa's page, on Sister Tahira. Yeah, so go on her page and look for Bridget Wood, and that's my link right there.
Okay.
And hit me up on my inbox that way, you know, because I like to, you know, connect different people, you know.
Okay, that'll work because we got a lot of stuff. We can send you a lot of links of our stuff. Then people that we're dealing with or working with, and we're trying to expose all the brothers and sisters that we know that's in our circle, in our culture. Here in the Metroplex area, I want to, if we make it, we want them cats to make it with it, especially our brother, to my man, Amazing, that's up in Little Rock, Arkansas. We got to get this dude out here to hear people hear this dude's sound. I mean, his sound is incredible. For a young man to be doing this type of music at his age is incredible. And
I got to
get him out. I mean, I love this dude to death. I talk to him like every morning when I'm coming from work. And I will blast you a whole bunch of stuff on this dude because he just dropped a mixtape a couple of days back and it's doing real good. We finally got on some blog sites overseas, over in Belgium, Germany, England, Poland.
Praise God.
And it's doing wonderful. Those dudes are going crazy over this stuff.
That's what's up. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I used to rap back in my day, but it wasn't nothing like what y'all do. I had to stop and reformat myself, you know. I was starting to say a joke, you know, but I ain't gonna do it because I was gonna spit a little round that I usually do to make people laugh. My baby hungry, need something to eat. I tried to kill a squirrel that crossed the street. Let me stop. But I just want to make everybody laugh, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with laughter. But anyways, I like y'all style. I like your adrenaline. You got motivation. That's what's up. And you got unity, you know.
I'll be honest with you. I want to say thank you for checking us out and listening to us, you know.
Real.
That for you. Now, I want you to go, and I'm not being trying to tell you to go, but I want you to go download our music and just really just sit down and just listen to it and just let it absorb into it. Just really let it get into you and just enjoy it. That's what we try to make good music for everybody can enjoy it. You know, it's bigger than us. You know, I mean, we're right here
in the Metroplex area, and I hate to say this, but the dudes here in the Metroplex areas don't show us no love. And we've
been doing
a long period of time, but you know what? The people outside the box appreciate our music more, and these people that we don't even know.
Yeah, that's because they local jokers. That's what you call a local joker. You know, because sometimes your own people be the ones that hate on you, you know? It's like it's a competition thing, because I went through that at the same time, you know, trying to perform in front of music executives and stuff. They don't do nothing but come to Augusta like some crackheads looking for a hit, and they copy your stuff. You hear it on the radio, so I don't do that no more. But, you know, it was one girl, we kicking it. You know, she encouraged me. I'm encouraging her. Then when I get up there and do my thing, I come off. My CD was scratching and everything, but, you know, I still got a good response because I gave everybody props in a room that I knew that did music. So she up there hating on me, and I'm looking at her like, you did that, didn't I? Your CD didn't scratch. So don't worry about that. You just keep on going and keep on pushing.
See, let me tell you this. See, that's very funny you said that. You went up there and performed. Say your CD was scratched. Now, we had the same couple years back. We down here dealing with some South dudes. We go up in there doing something totally opposite from them dudes. Now, these dudes doing trap music. While we coming there with some straight underground, in-your-face, direct soul music, underground hip-hop. We get up there and perform. All of a sudden, our CD starts dragging. Oh, it's always skipping. Well, first of all, I told the dude, just turn the goddamn beat off, man. We rapped that stuff a cappella, and the fools went crazy. And I took him a CD. This dude, like, he had rubbed some type of jelly or something on it. And look, here I am. I'm in a room full of music that I've been collecting since I was 7 years old. How the hell are you going to tell me my CD got something on it? And when I pressed it up, it was a brand new CD.
I'm trying to tell you.
Man, mm-hmm. you can contaminate the music, but you can't contaminate the man that's putting out the music. Behind the
okay. All the message.
Music, but you can't silence me. When it comes out, the people still going to hear it. So guess what? We still winning.
For real.
Hey, check this out. Yo, we don't check out no competition. It seems like that would be apropos at this point in the game. So check out no competition, and we'll be right back.
Panic.
That's what's fun.
Beats by Bash. Game is seeking like the Titanic, like Donny Hathaway, a paranoid schizophrenic. Don't fuck with that mainstream, some shit is satanic. Listen closely, you can hear it. Them damn the money spirits control your mind like the Jonestown slaughter. Brainwash that ass, gonna drink that poison water and leave 900 dead bodies in the jungle. Shit is foul. You wanna kill the future, kill the spirit of the child so they can run wild, sell crack, steal and rob. Wanna thank Willie Lynch for doing a great job. Let's take a look around. I don't even have to tell you, stop funding education. Setting the kids up for failure. Woo. This shit sound familiar. Experiment Tuskegee. Injecting with that bullshit rap and make it easy. No father figures that lost it down the wretched. Now you got a CID, Department of Corrections. Done. No competition. No competition. No competition. The UA, we on a mission. No competition. No competition. No competition. The UA, we on a mission.
Tigger. UA. Yeah. Let's get 'em. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Yeah. lyrical suicide bomb. I'll out, but niggas, I'm trying to warn ya. Yo, they got me like Al Qaeda, under heavy surveillance cause I'm a deep writer. The NBA done locked out. I'm gonna sit back and chill without a doubt. PE, you watch Channel Zero. The cats out there still looking for that rap hero.
That's right.
This fast food thing is not working. The next chicken nugget, I'm CEO of Hurt.
Yeah.
You better run for your life, kid. It's one thing for sure, kid. Death is for certain. Close all the curtains, hold your applause. I'm Mike James Dean, I'm a rep without a cause. All mental health and seeds go to Wichita Falls. UA got the good to make your head nod.
That's right, sir.
Jigga, we on a mission.
Damn.
No competition. The UA, we on a mission.
Hey. Yeah.
No competition.
Flow.
No competition.
Pass.
No competition.
Yeah.
The UA, we on a mission.
Yo.
Peace. Welcome back, everybody. We're going to go ahead and take the next caller. Peace, Brother December. Welcome to Sign of the Times.
Yo.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, sister. I would like to say greetings to all the people who's on the panel and also the brothers who are rapping. I would just like to make a comment. I would like to say that me, myself, at a young age, I was a musician. And music is powerful. When I say powerful, that's fire you have in your hand. You can burn good, and you can burn them with bad. When you have thousands and thousands of people who are listening to you, who look up to you, they do and act and sing and dress and say what you say. They latch you as a role model. So you got to be careful what you put out to your own people because they observing you on everything that you do.
Exactly.
If you wear Kmart, they will wear Kmart. Kmart will be in style. So that being said, you know, and it's okay for brothers who want to be singers and rappers, you know, whatever they want to be.
Right.
But there's a bigger business behind the scene.
Yes, sir.
Who distributing your CD?
Right.
Who's behind that? See, not just being up front, you know, rapping. But behind the scene, your song, somebody actually own you. When they sign a deal, they basically own you. You do what they say. So learn the business and teach the business. Don't be so eager to get signed because you really do start your life away. And, you know, believe it or not, you know, we all have good attention. But when a black man have too much power in his hand, he controls everybody else, there seem to be a problem. So we have to have in. We have to be disciplined as a people and know that if we do get up there, they cannot tell us, listen, don't worry about these people right here. Make your own money. Make what you can make now. You're not going to make this forever. And that's the sacrifice that we have to make now. It's not about making it. It's about the message that you are giving to come across, to go across the world to your people. That say the message, write the message, be a poet. read the dictionary documentary, educate yourself so you can educate your people, because you are basically a teacher to your people on what you're doing. You are a teacher with a microphone, and people are listening to you. They look up to you. They look up to you, especially if you're from the hood. You are a superstar. You hear me? So the message that you have, you can give it to them because they will listen to you. And, you know, we just have to take that. We have to distribute this message because our people need it at this time. Our people need it, and they need it badly. And, you know, Sister Vanessa, it's always a pleasure to be on your show. You know, I don't want to offend anybody. I've seen this so many times because being a musician myself, you know, when I was a musician, I asked God, I said, God, I want to make music. People hear it, they would bounce their head. And I reached that level. But music was not for me. But I love music so much, I thought I could not live with music, you know. But I did reggae music. That was my passion, my love. His name is Bojo Bantan.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you guys
heard of him. You better hear it now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I want to hear it.
His
name is Bojo Bantan. Listen to this. His name is Bojo Bantan. In the mid-1990s, he wrote a song called Boom Bye Bye in the Batty Boy Head. He's saying that shoot all the homosexual in the head. The gays sexual went against him. Now, this man will travel all across the world. Every time he have a concert, every time he would do a show at a nightclub, the homosexual would gather together. They would protest against him. This happened in the mid 1995. Mm-hmm. Every artist who back Bojo Bantan up, they could not be in the label. Shabaret was one of the bar. Shabaret could not release an album after he backed him up, and many other artists. Now, in 2012-2013, they put a bogus drug charge on him and sent him to prison.
Yep.
Every reggae artist who are against homosexual cannot come, can travel without signing a paper saying that they will not say any negative against homosexual. So the music is being controlled. The music you are listening to is being controlled. I would love for you brothers to make it big, but it may not be for you. You hear me? It may not be for you. That may not be what our Father in Heaven has for you. Because once you get signed, you cannot sing what matters. You have to sing what they want. So this would be the choice that you would have to make. You understand what I'm saying, brothers? And brothers, this is real.
Yeah.
This get real. The higher you get up top, the moment you get signed, let me tell you, brothers don't drink and don't spill, they will get you. You won't know it. I'm telling you, they will get you. And Sister Vanessa, thank you. And brothers, good luck to you.
Oh,
you know,
you.
Well, you don't have luck. You
hey,
are
brother, we appreciate
you
calling in, man, and dropping that wisdom, man. This is the same stuff this brother is talking about over the phone. This is the same thing me and my man be talking about all the time. You know, if it's, I put like, I say this, we love hip-hop music because we love the culture. Now, it's not about us getting signed and doing a major deal and everything. We already know the ramifications of what, if we do sign a big deal or anything like that, you know, they're going to control us and they're going to change how we sound. We're not trying to do that. We're here for the people. We try to make good music So brothers and sisters like myself and people that call into this show can enjoy good music, you know, which we can control right now. Now, once we sign and sign our life over to these labels, they can do whatever they want with us. But you know what? Me and my man right here, we're two positive brothers, man. We're not puppets of the game. We've done our research. We're doing our homework on this whole situation. We already know what's going on. And the culture that we're trying to bring is not what the culture is, is what the labels are trying to represent and throw to the people. We're not trying to do that.
Well, yeah, you make more money underground anyway, because when you go mainstream, you got to pay this person, that person, that person, that person. And them people be up there just borrowing the clothes. You got to pay for everything. So, in actuality, with people like MC Hammer and Master P, they went platinum on the street. So, who cares about, you know, what they got going? Because ain't nobody trying to get into, you know, trying to be up under control of the powers that be. You know, as long as you keep up the motto of my aunt, in which she said, don't turn on your people, you do it. So keep on going with it, because I kind of got scared to do music. I know, like, the auditors that I have, and I'm like, no, they might charge me. But don't fear, because the beginning of fear is to decrease your melanin. Your melanin, you know, it resonates power. And the more power that you resonate, the more you're giving power to your own people by being strong. And don't be scared to say what you got to say. Be who you are, you know, and just keep going. Y'all got the good energy. I like the way y'all, you know, how y'all want to be unified with other people. You know, try to put it as a competition. You want to see everybody eat, because there's plenty of money out there. So I do commend y'all for that. And keep on going, brother.
Appreciate it.
Word. Welcome, Brother Star.
Hello, how y'all doing?
Hey, Priest Brother, how you doing?
Man, I'm for a minute I was getting pissed, because every time I try to, you know, get in the queue, the thing kept knocking me off and telling me pretty much you're now out of the queue when you ain't even put me in the damn queue. So it was all around when we was having problems with the system. But I'm
glad we got
that sort.
Brother, man, it's good hearing from you, man. How you doing?
I mean, I'm doing good, man. I just actually cussed out the Blog Talk on their page. So letting them know we ain't paying for this shit, and then can't fucking take advantage of it. You know, that's wasted money right there. We work too hard for our money, little bitches.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm done with that. But I'm doing lovely, brothers, and you guys are actually in my neck of the woods here in Texas. I'm in Houston right now, by way of, you know, Chicago. But I'm Jamaican by birth. So when I heard the brother was talking about Buju Banton, I too used to be, you know, on the entertainment side of things. But I did it where I would travel and we did interviews and different things like that with the artists, and then also local shows that we did. You know, we connected with the promoters and the artists. And in actuality, as a matter of fact, a little bit before Buju Banton got locked up, on that trumped up charge, he was down here in Houston doing a show, and I did an interview with him. And like, I want to say, you know, maybe probably a few months after that is when we supposedly heard, you know, he got caught, you know, trying to distribute cocaine, which they really truly don't have anything solid on him, which is why they were willing to give him up, give him back to Jamaica, so to speak, being that in a sense he's an icon. When they were trying to get Christopher Coke, aka Dutus, from my neck of the wood in Chicago, not Chicago, in Jamaica. I'm from West Kingston, and that's where, you know, Christopher Coke, not Christopher Coke, but Dutus, which is the son of Christopher Coke, which y'all know, he's been on America's Most Wanted. His name was Jim Brown, and he was responsible for a lot of the, you know, drug activity, gang activity, Jamaican-wise, back in New York and Florida and all over the place.
Right.
You know, that's actually, those people used to live right next door to me, you know what I mean?
Okay.
So I know a little thing or two. So when he was saying that, you know, a lot of the Jamaican or reggae artists, and even artists in general, are being fought against for voicing their conscious opinion on certain situations and or refuse to be bullied by a system that is controlled by a bunch of, you know, homosexual agendas and whatever else there is. You know, if you don't so-called fall in line and, you know, propagate the bullcrap that they're popping to be this, you know, distributed through the airwaves, they find a way to, in a sense, destroy you or get rid of you all at once. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, with what you guys are spitting, I know, you know what I'm saying, it's not going to be on their popularity list, so to speak. You know what I mean?
No, that's fine. So, no, we ain't here for a popularity contest, man.
We're
trying to save our people, man. It's a struggle out here, man, with our people. And, you know, and this music that they putting out, man, is like I told, it's not controlled by the people that look like us. Half of the people that run these organizations are part of that culture that we're not be a part of, that we're not a part of. So, but
instead,
you know, they're trying to silence us with our music and everything, and trying to get all this music that contributes to that community, which I'm not against it or anything like that, but that's just something I'm not a part of, you know.
Hey, that's real talk. I was listening to a video today that one of the brothers that used to actually be on the show, Brother Mike X, posted with KRS-One. And, you know, he was, in a sense, speaking on Nicki Minaj and the fact that, you know, a lot of people are saying she's a sellout, this and that and that and that and this. And he's like, you know what? She has the guts to do what it is that she does, even if it is regarding coonerism. Now, people might get mad when I use the word coonerism, but goddamn it, if you're doing some coon sambo shit, you are what you are. I mean, people can get upset all they want, but you are what you are. You know what you're doing. Yeah, you're doing it to get that money, and you have to survive, and that's what you're in the game for, is to make money and survival. I get that. So I'm not even going to knock your hustle. But I'm going to call a spade a spade. And what KRS-One was saying is that, look, he don't have the guts for that, which he's also a fellow Jamaican, too. He don't have the guts to do all the coonery and all that stuff, which is why he's the way he is and why he's not mainstream hip-hop, because he's a hip-hop artist. He's a hip-hop artist, and he's an artist. A lot of these people that so-called are artists or hip-hop, I call them crappers, because that's all you do. You're doing one sector of hip-hop, and you're crapping all over the freaking place. I put that C in front of that R. You understand what I'm saying? Because you are, in fact, abating, so to speak, of the bullshit that the system is, in fact, trying to propagate and also program many of our young youth and our older ones, you know, to partake in. You know what I mean? So I give you guys many props for being who you are and saying, you know what? Hey, we're not here for popularity's sake. You know what I mean? We're here for real sake. You know what I'm saying? And you're like me. You know, you're like me. You know, I don't get the much love as I sit on my page because I speak real. Unlike a lot of these so-called conscious individuals, they don't speak real. And they be on that compassionate shit. And in this day and age, we can't be compassionate and expect us to make any real true change. We got to be passionate with what we do. So that mean that we're going to speak from the heart, and we're going to speak from the soul, and we're going to speak with truth. Even if it does, in a sense, you know what I'm saying, disturb certain people. You know, when you go to sleep and you try to wake somebody up, you're not talking about, hey, wake up. Nah, you pick your ass up. You know what I'm saying? So they don't be disturbed. You're going to annoy the shit out of them. So that's the same thing with this type. This is the same shit I speak with this, you know, with people. When you're trying to wake people up from the sleep that they're in, the sleep state that they're in, okay? You can't be trying to be compassionate and be all, well, let me say this. Nah, you got to say how it's supposed to be said with real. Let their feelings be disturbed. Let their emotions be disturbed. And maybe then they'll say, man, because they'll be in their head more. Because they're going to remember, like, man, that's some fucked up shit that man said. But after a while of them think about what you say, they might in turn say, what if what this person said is what it is? Let me go take a look at that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, I want you guys to continue doing what you're doing, man. I don't want to take up much of your time, but, you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Hey, man, by all means, man, if you're on Facebook, man, yeah, we would like to talk to you, man, and link up with you, man, because, like I said, we got family, we got people that we deal with down in the Houston area, man. If we ever come down there and do some shows, man, yo, by all means, we want you to come through for our and build with us, man.
Hey, real talk, I do promotion, man. I got a very big party that tends to happen every December. We call it Jeans Out. Like I said, we have one coming up. So what I'm going to need from y'all is possibly, you know, get your information. And I know if y'all can come through, man, and bless the stage, you know, we'll discuss if it's on some business tips. We'll talk about this and see if it's something feasible for me, and we go from there, you know what I mean?
You know, no problem, son. Yo, what we can do is, I don't know if you got a pen and paper. I'm going to do this over.
I'm ready. I got it.
Okay. You can hit us up, man. Our email is D as in dog, A as in alpha, U as in unicorn, A as in alpha, 2005@gmail.com.
If you're on Facebook.
Hit me up
on Facebook, and my name is Ricardo Foster. I used to have it at Starbucks, but Facebook told me I got to put a real name, especially with the stuff I'm spitting on there. So I guess they want people to catch me and support me.
if you go on Facebook, just type in Tyrone Bolden, and my name will come up.
Okay, Tyrone, T-Y-R-O-N-E?
Yeah, Bolden, B-O-L-D-E-N.
Hit us up, bro.
I'll make sure y'all. I got you.
All right.
Okay, you got it. Okay.
Again, man, be blessed, man. It was good talking to you, man. And we'll definitely link up, man. We'll be talking to you, man.
Oh, for sure, man. I mean, I really and truly want to see. I've been with Queen. I don't mean to. I'm not trying to, you know what I'm saying, pop my collar, trying to sound no way or whatever. But, you know, I've been with this woman, Queen, you know, Vanessa, for over five years now, Queen. And, you know, her and I have, you know, gone through, you know, all sorts of stuff together, man, in trying to get this, you know, trying to keep this stuff, venues like this, you know, for you know, open for people like such as yourself and even the regular people that's really trying to be of service to their black community. And, you know, we've gone through all kind of people that, you know, say they're about this and say they're about that. But then, you know, when it comes down to it or something happened that makes them comfortable, they take off running, you know.
Yeah.
And we've been at the mercy of other people to find when we said, man, forget that. We're going to do this on our own. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, and it's because of that mentality and that drive and that attitude. Like I said, we have a venue to where people like you, we can let it be known that it's out there. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, man. Each one teach one, bro. So we're going to definitely be in contact with you, man.
For real.
And this didn't happen just for a reason, man. It happened for a good cause, bro. So we'll be linking up, man. Brotherhood,
for
bro.
Sure.
That's what it's all about, man.
Real talk.
All right, fam. Be blessed, man.
Oh, I ain't going nowhere.
All
right
here.
Okay.
What joint we want to check out, y'all? And it's called, Pain. And so tell us a little bit about this before we play it, brother.
Yeah, that's the My Life remix. It's called Pain. That's just talking about everyday life. Hope y'all enjoy it.
All right. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Breezy Brimlow mix. Yo, still got troubles on my mind. Mama's a diabetic, pops almost went blind. Next door neighbor died with cancer on her spine. Living on borrowed time, man, you better check the signs. Genocide in the Congo, earthquake destroys Haiti. Jobs closing down, tell me who's gonna feed the babies. Trying to get a piece of that American pie. It's not about this life, it's all about when you die. Maybe we understand it better by and by. Told the devil to his face, use a goddamn lie. I got a peace of mind, had to let some things go. Look at the man in the mirror, that's the only way to grow. Life is a trip, don't let it get you down. Keep your hands to the sky, don't shoot Mike Brown. It's a concrete jungle, gripped up all my life, don't fumble. But don't worry about stuff you can't control, stay humble.
Living with this pain and strife, but I still gotta live my life. Living with this pain and strife, but I still gotta live my life.
cats around me that I consider my fam. I could be jobless and homeless, eating a cold can of Spam. Man, I'm living on borrowed time with mine. Your cats out there need to get serious about your life and time. Doing bad crimes on the average day struggle. The word, the music in my life is what keeps me humble. These cats out there worrying about the past tense is what keeps us running last. A life crisis could cripple you like a case of rheumatoid arthritis, sinusitis, long ball throwing like my boy Johnny Unitas. Reunited as one, yo, I'm like running over this right here like a Top Gun. I'm getting done, yo, I lost my old earth at 90 years old, November 9th, 2010. God bless your soul, Grandma. I see you on the crossroads soon, Grandma. Oh, this life, I love my life. I gotta live this life, cause there's only one life.
Dealing with this pain and strife, but I still gotta live my life. Dealing with this pain and strife, but I still gotta live my life. Dealing with this pain and strife.
All right, welcome back to Sign of the Times, everybody. Brothers, I'm going to open you up as soon as this opens up for me. Welcome back, brothers. Give your contact information out one more time before we go ahead and sign off for the night, brothers. Oh, shoot. Hold on. Y'all didn't hear me cuss, did y'all? All right, let me give out the email address. It's daua2005@gmail.com. daua2005@gmail.com. And Brother Derek Paramore, and his last name is spelled P-A-R-R-O-R-E. And Brother Tyrone Bolden, his last name is spelled B-O-L-D-E-N. We're going to go ahead and get ready to sign off for the night, brothers, and hopefully your mic's going to open back up for me. Thank you, Brother Star. Thank you, Sister Brigette. Thank you, Brother December, Brother Nathaniel, for supporting us here and opening up your mic. And, brothers, do you want to say anything to the listeners before you check out for the night?
Yeah, we just want to say thank you for all the listeners, everybody that was able to get in and tap into the Sign of the Times blog radio show. We want to thank y'all for checking us out and listening to us talk about hip-hop and, you know, everything that's going on around us. Yeah, we want to give a quick shout-out to our families, to my son, Young Herb, my wife, to all our brothers and sisters here in the area, to my man Amazing up in Little Rock. Yo, just keep supporting the UA, and we'll be dropping the new album coming out soon. We're not going to say when the release date really is, but when we drop it, everybody will definitely know when it comes out. It's going to be called Still Humble, coming right behind the first album we dropped called Humble Beginnings.
Yo, Pete, I'm Flo. All right. I want to shout out to my girl, to my two daughters, my family, my mom, my pop, they all tune in. I'm not, but yo, my man, JC, J Soul Entertainment, the studio, one love to my man, for real. My partners from out of around the way, Fort Knox, hip hop group out of Fort Worth, one love to them. But yo, yeah, yeah, be on the lookout for Humble, for Still Humble, it's coming soon. Appreciate you, Queen, for having us on. It's good to be around people that recognize real hip hop. One love that brother that called in, all the people that called in. One love the brother that called in from Houston. Like, he was on the show, hit us up, man, because we would gladly come out and rock the stage. That's one of my favorite parts of hip hop is rocking the stage. So hit us up on that. Like, I can talk to you.
All right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and sign off. We'll see y'all tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you to UA for joining us. Don't be a stranger. Hit us up anytime, and anytime you want to come back on the air, just let me know. Brother Star, I have made that connection between you and Brother Derek, so please hit that friend suggestion box when you get your first opportunity. So we love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing, because as long as you're out here doing what you're doing, we can continue to do what we do. So until tomorrow night, 6 p.m., we're signing off for the night, and we gonna play, let me see, I think I'm going to play No Competition as we leave the air tonight. So we love y'all. We'll see you tomorrow night at 6. This is Queen Ty here. All right, you're welcome. Talk to y'all soon.
All right, peace.
Peace.
Different time zone. We had to call that 5 o'clock. It's 8 o'clock down there. 7 o'clock. We're almost at 7 o'clock here. I'm going to get a sign off, B. Yeah. I don't see it. Okay, Jim.